I'm trying to welcome our people on Blog Talk Radio, Global Patriot Radio, and I do want to tell them that we've had a couple of people complaining that they were not able to hear well, and I have not had a chance to go back and check, but I'm going to go and see if we are having some type of problem. So I have put the chat room up. We've had a couple people in our chat room. If you're having a problem hearing, then please let me know so we can address that technical difficulty. Get it right. Well, I'm doing well, praying for some friends, you know, with serious health problems. And we never know, you know, when someone that is close to us, maybe, you know, getting ready to confront eternity, make sure that in this time you, you know, share with your family. I've got a lot of people right now that are concerned about family members that are unsaved, and it's good to be concerned, but fearful to express their faith in Jesus Christ. And, you know, don't be afraid of that. People can say, oh, I don't believe that. Oh, that's silly. No, I don't know why you believe all that. But the truth is, you'll use God's word. That will come back to them at a time when they're more receptive. You don't want to make people mad. But, you know, if you share the word of God, you just share the love of God with them, explain that all people are sinners, and that's why Christ had to die, that none of us can be good enough to go to heaven. Even though we may not think we're terrible, we're still not righteous and holy. That is a requirement, and that's why Christ came to die. You know, people can say, oh, well, I don't believe that, or that's just another religious thing. But God said his word won't return to him void. Don't be afraid to tell people about the love of Jesus Christ. They might get mad at you for a day, but if they're not that good of a friend, you know, let them go and pray for them. And they may come back and say, hey, you know, I was thinking about what you said. I've had that happen to me many, many times. And your first response to somebody is to pray for them, to give them the truth, not kill them with it. You don't beat them over the head with the Bible, but you can answer their questions, because sometimes it's a question that they have that you're able to have an opportunity to share. You know, I had someone tell me today they follow Satan. Well, I agree with what you're saying, but I'm actually talking about people who are fearful of confronting a family member, a loved one, because they feel like they'll be rejected. Yes, you can share with strangers, and you're supposed to always do that. But, you know, when you're dealing with a loved one and you feel like they're going to feel like you're, you know, picking on them or abusing them, don't be afraid of that. You can approach them in a loving way, not in a critical way. Share the truth with them. That'll stay with them. And pray for them. You know, maybe you weren't living for the Lord all your life, and you may even have brothers and sisters or family members that wonder, you know, why are you so weird now? You know, but tell them, you know, what you've experienced and how the Lord has helped you. that is the way, because everybody's going to come to that place where they need help. And sometimes that's why God allows tragedies to happen and difficulties to come, is so people will be receptive to pray and seek God's help in a time when otherwise they wouldn't. Yes, amen. I was talking. Sorry. Yeah, if you can put it too early, everything goes crazy. I've had that happen. Or worse. No, of course not. No. Yeah, be a model. You know, on this topic, I have a question. Do you think this is one of the reasons why we're seeing such an influx and increase in human trafficking, sex trafficking of children into this country? I think there is a connection to Islam, but that's not the only ones that are involved in this. But what's your thoughts on that, Usama? Don't be worried about that. I'm sure you didn't offend nearly enough people, actually. Well, I'm going to hit a couple of headlines real quick because there's a lot also related to persecution that's already going on against Christians. Like to see mom is telling people, oh, well, this is why, you know, this is why you have to persecute these people. So I'm just giving you headlines. In Nigeria, 50 members of the Plateau Baptist Convention were murdered by jihadists. Okay, in Nigeria again. Nigeria Christians fear that the new Muslim president and Muslim vice president, they're fearful of what this is going to bring to their country. Nigeria has a large Christian population, but let me tell you, when you have a Muslim president and a Muslim vice president, and how do we know their election wasn't manipulated? And that these people won by cheating in an election. We know this is going on. And they're fearful of this. And good reason. Good reason. In Indonesia, the two church services were interrupted. And now they're running into opposition. Churches in Indonesia are being threatened if they're spreading the gospel. What does that mean? It means they're sharing the gospel with lost people, which include Muslim population in Indonesia. So pray for our Christian friends there. Now, in this is a story, again, 15 citizens slaughtered in Burkina Faso. And we know there's been problems there. American missionaries were kidnapped and held captive a few years ago, but things are not better now. It's just continuing. Sudan churches are being attacked by gunfire in the Sudan. But this story is one that we don't get stories out of North Korea that often. But this is a two-year-old boy and his entire family in North Korea have been sentenced to life imprisonment after authorities found a Bible in possession of the children's parents. This is a story coming from the U.S. State Department's Commission on International Religious Freedom. And so we got a two-year-old boy and this entire family in prison because they found a Bible in their house. I'm going to say this, and I've been saying this. You need to have hard copies of the Bible for yourself, paper and ink. But here we have the result of what happens when evil takes over, and that is people are not allowed to have these Bibles. So have a Bible. And I just got a little message from one of the people that I have watched for updates on what's happening with artificial intelligence and Bibles. If you only have a Bible on your phone, get prepared, because there are some ungodly things that are coming in to Bible apps. Specifically, the one I heard about was the U Bible. I much prefer the one that we're using here, which is the Blue Letter Bible. But just pay attention, because you don't know what can be done when you have an application on your phone. And then maybe you don't have power for some reason, like a storm. There can be all kinds of reasons that you're going to have problems with that app. Please get hard copy Bibles. There are people who are sacrificing their life to possess a Bible.
Thank you.
Well, I had one more thing I was going to share real quickly. Let me say it again. It's just talking about how there's a lack of, hold on here. I've got to find the story again. Marriage collapse and absent fathers is unraveling Christianity in a growing U.S. crisis, according to a study that came out June 1st of 2023. And it's talking about how because fathers are not in the home and marriages are breaking up, lots of young people are being affected, and it's causing, as they call it, fueling loneliness and unraveling Christianity in the U.S. I personally want to say that a lot of things that have happened have been by design of our enemy, Satan, and to destroy the family is one of the goals that he always has. He's done it in ancient times to different societies where people began to blame God for the problems and began to seek other options in their life. We're seeing that happen in America. And when I say that, I'm not saying it for the first time. I've been talking about this for, I don't know, 40 years or more. Because of my work in social work, I have seen what I used to tell churches is you have a society that is living a life you don't know anything about, because these are people who have not got a solid family basis. So pray for fathers and mothers, and the goal being to raise children in a home where mom and dad know what it means to be a mother and a father, and that they understand their job that God's given them to raise children is a job to raise them up in the admonition of the Lord. I feel bad because a lot of the people that I'm counseling now never had that. And I only foresee this being worse because the situation and the breakdown of the family is worse. Let me tell you, these young person that I spoke to today said he believes in Satan and Islam because Christianity didn't do anything for him in his young life. You know, as I am talking with this young man and praying for him, I know why he's saying that, because a lot of times the churches have ignored this problem, ignored it. And I am saying I've been trying to draw attention to this issue, like I said, for 30 plus 40, maybe even issue, drawing attention to this issue for that many years. And it's always been overlooked because the people within the church think they don't have this problem. I'm sorry. Your kids that are growing up in church will be living in a society filled with children who are suffering the consequence of these things. And the ministry has to be out there for those that are outside the walls of the church who need that kind of support when they don't have it from their family. So that's just me. Well, I agree with that, but that wasn't the situation with this person that I'm speaking of. It's because they had been wounded by being rejected from the Christian community, because you get somebody who isn't like a long-term Christian member of the church. They're trying to come in. Maybe they have bizarre kinds of appearances, or maybe they have, no knowledge or background of the Bible. And they don't always get reached with the gospel. Sometimes they just get reached with, okay, come join our church, and they get told everything will be good when it doesn't go good. When Christians promise that and things don't go well, then they feel like they've been lied to and misled. And that is happening to a lot of people, not in the situation that you might be sharing. I'm not saying that doesn't happen, but I'm talking about young people just never been nurtured in a family that were Christians, and they've never been nurtured in the church either. And maybe they tried the church and they didn't get what they needed. So I'm just saying, pay attention to the ministry that you're involved in, that, you know, there is not those false promises. You shouldn't make false promises about becoming a Christian. That's like the worst. But God will help you through whatever problem. And these kids, these young people, they are having big, serious problems. And then that's what I am talking about. These are the people that I'm trying to counsel. These are the people that are calling me with horrendous difficulties, and I spent my whole professional career trying to deal with this, and it's still going on, and it's even worse. And I'm only going to be around for a few more years, people. I can't keep this up without help. That's ridiculous. But hey, you must have liked what he said. No, I think this is important, and I don't know that a lot of people understand that, but in emphasizing the difference with the Bible and the scripture of the Bible, I don't think most Muslims know that either. So. Well, I don't know that they have all of it. I don't know how they would know what came in what order. Muhammad died before they did any of this. Yeah. You know, just considering how this all came about, it seems like Muhammad was basically coming up with things as they were convenient for what he was doing also. I mean, isn't that why certain topics come up and he just has an answer, you know, about a problem? And it was all self-serving, it seems. I'm like, It does. Of course not. They have to hate us, right? Well, I just want to let you know we have 13 minutes. Yep. Well, I'm saying we have 13, two. There. That's right.